This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com.
Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Thanks for coming. Yeah, we're going to wrap it up. But
we're
for our
just hanging up now, and we're being infiltrated by the Rev right now.
He's bringing in
the
CD
sets
collection.
Up shop. Yes, he has quite an expansive CD collection. He always comes in and like stacks.
I think you now have the largest CD collection on earth. Did you clean out like a Sam Goody before they went out of business?
Yeah. Nice.
So we'll say
goodnight. So yes, it is almost 9 o'clock. So we're going to close it out. Thank you to Alejandro Morales and Brendan Walsleben. Right?
I was better.
I think it was good. Yeah, Dana was better. And we'll make sure to keep up with both these guys and to remind you of any upcoming events that they may have in their near future. So good night to everyone. Have a good week, and we will catch you next week. Good night.
Set us up. The penile microphone is working. Okay. The weapon of ass destruction microphone is working. And the big John Holmes porn star microphone is working. So, we're ready anytime. I've often compared these guys to Cheech and Chong movie characters. However, it is meant as a compliment. Except when there are difficulties getting things done. I am ready anytime. Give the word and we'll start. Word. Okay. I am ready. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is part two of In Defense of Paul McCartney. And we have a great diverse playlist of music in store this evening. News, and we're going to finish defending Paul McCartney, who was slandered and viciously attacked by the teabaggers, the more extreme and insane nutcases of the... is that fucking thing on? All right. The more extreme nutcases of the... Republican Party, and believe me, we're not fucking Democrats, but these guys are trying to become like the Fourth Reich, these bushy Republicans and teabagger types. And in particular, our friend the Boner, also known as Congressman John Boner, who actually demanded that Paul McCartney apologize to George W. Fuckwad Bush for a joke he made. You know, the Bush regime motherfuckers are lucky they're not in prison for war crimes, corporate crimes, and so much more, not to mention how much they royally fucked the economy and citizens of the entire nation before you even start gauging in their carnage around the world. But Paul made a joke about the dumb fucker, and that started an uproar, and we are in defense of Paul McCartney and are going to play a lot of tunes, and we're also going to acknowledge what a fucking moron and criminal George W. Bush was. And that is going to be the very first song that we hear tonight. Paul, right after that, from his live CD. But first, let's start with a very beautiful track from the band Report Suspicious Activity on Alternative Tentacles label, alternativetentacles.com. This is Report Suspicious Activity doing Bush is Brezhnev. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
I tossed off recently in the Caribbean. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dong? It's swell to have a stiffy, it's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So three chars for your Willie or John Thomas. Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy or your cock. You can wrap it up in ribbons, you can slip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock. And you won't come back. Oh, thank you very much.
Speaking of Satan, I was watching Rush Limbaugh the other day. Didn't Rush Limbaugh remind you of one of those gay guys who likes to lay in a tub while other men pee on him? Am I the only one? Can't you see his fat body in a tub while Reagan, Quayle, and Bush just stand around pissing on him, and he can't, his little piggly wiggly dick can't get hard. I can't get hard. Reagan, pee in my mouth. Well, how's that, Rush? Still can't get hard, so they call in Barbara Bush. She takes her pearls off, puts them up his ass, then squats over him, undoes her girdle. Her wrinkled, flaccid labia unfolds halfway down to her knees like some ballless scrotum. She squeezes out a link into his mouth. Finally, his dick gets half hard. A little clear bubble forms on the end with a maggot inside. The maggot pops the bubble and runs off and joins a pro-life group somewhere. Am I the only one that sees that? Or I'm not? Thank God I'm not alone. Thank God I had the insight to notice Rush Limbaugh is a scat muncher. He munches scat. Jesus, Bill. I'm so proud of that little dark poetry there. I came up with the word scat muncher, and it went from there, and I just immediately thought of Rush.
Thank you. just a kiss away, kiss away, kiss away.
Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
Yeah. This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist in this very actively partying summer crew here at Volta Radio, and the Reverend is in. And it touches my heart to be a part of the defense of Paul McCartney and to counter the blue meanie messages of the boner and the teabaggers. And now we're going to play a track that is completely appropriate for this beautiful summer by a band called Nothing Cool. This is Halliburton Ernie presenting Summer Nights.
Yeah.
You heard Blanks 77 doing Hound Dog. Nothing Cool did Summer Nights. Both of those from a double release. It's all punk and hardcore bands doing the soundtrack to Grease and other songs of that time period. Before that, Flaming Lips did Everything's Explodin'. Sisters of Mercy did Gimme Shelter. Bill Hicks did Rush Limbaugh from his comedy CD Rant in E Minor. From Monty Python, you heard Sit on My Face and Penis Song, not the Noel Coward song. From the band Davey, you heard the Volta Radio Station ID and the Reverend Is In promo. Paul McCartney, live from the Trippin' the Live Fantastic CD, which is arguably the best post-Beatles release. You heard live versions of Band on the Run and Birthday, and started off with Report Suspicious Activity doing Bush is Brezhnev. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight the theme is In Defense of Paul McCartney, Part 2. Thank you, people who have been providing feedback for In Defense of Paul McCartney, Part 1. And it was just as much fun for us. And kind of sucked that we had to cut out so much, but decided it was too vital, especially the soundtrack. So, hence Part 2. And but again, thank you for the feedback. And the next show is going to be not even in 2 weeks. It's going to be 3 weeks from tonight on August 1st. And the theme will be Seize BP. That's right. We are going to finally get to our anti-BP show, and that will be on August 1st. And after that, I don't know, because the combination of us have a busy-as-fuck summer, and that's not a bad thing, but there's tons of shit to do and a lot of things that really should be done before summer's end. And so much of the summer we're going to be tied up, figuratively, and actually possibly literally for some of the time. But it is a big and busy summer, and we're off for a couple of weeks until August 1st, and the theme will be Seize BP. And after that, I don't know. But there will be updates, of course, on the always updated ReverendBookburn.com. You can write to the Reverend, Rev Bookburn, at sjcdc.org. Each show, including tonight's show, if nothing goes wrong, are at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. Thanks to engineer extraordinaire, co-producer, longtime book burner and friend, Pastor Rex Cat. And do we have birthdays? We're acknowledging Ringo again, because it was just a couple of days ago, and on July 7th, which means that he is now 70 years old and doesn't look it. We linked at ReverendBookburn.com his big birthday celebration, and looks a lot better than the Stones. And doesn't look 70 at all, but not that that matters. But he does he looks like he feels great, you know, and is still enjoying life. So happy birthday again, Ringo, July 7th. Happy birthday to our friend and candidate for governor of New York on the legalized marijuana and legalized prostitution platform. Not sure what she's calling her party yet. Possibly the Freedom Party. Oh no, they threatened to sue her. Another party called the Freedom Party. They wanted to sue her and take away her freedom. And for wanting to name her party the Freedom Party. Interesting people. But they're like the libertarians. They use a good word, but they're as fucked up as the John Boehner types. But anyway, our friend and candidate, Kristen Davis, formerly known as the Manhattan Madam of Elliot Spitzer scandal fame, before the motherfucker had her jailed, seized / stole all of her assets and then some. Anyway, that's all over, and she's running for governor, and she's very cool. Kristen Davis, happy birthday. And to Duchess Desaad, and if you're a long-term book burner, you've probably heard more than once the song by Duchess Desaad entitled Cafe Flesh. And anyway, it's her birthday, I believe, yesterday. Happy birthday to her. And finally, happy birthday to anti-war activist, mother of a soldier who was killed in the war for oil. And just in general, great person. Happy birthday to Cindy Sheehan. Okay. Yes, it's been a great weekend. But I'm better, in better condition than those two guys over there, and they have to function. All right, any death? None that seemed relevant to the show, but it was the anniversary of the death of original Pink Floyd member and a co-founder, and after the first 1.5 albums, a solo artist, Syd Barrett. And we'll play a track by him later. We were reminded by the Syd Barrett tribute page at Facebook that he died also on Ringo's birthday on July 7th, and that was in 2006. And so, yes, it's time to honor Syd and play a track of his later. He died, but other than that, there's really no pertinent death to announce. All right. I already know. There's way too much shit to cover, so I'm just going to pick and choose. If we get to it, there's movie reviews and more defense of Paul McCartney and... oh, God, so much shit. These papers don't look overwhelming until it's time to actually do the show, and it's like, you know, acting like it's 8 hours long and we can cover every subject, but we have to cover the boner and the teabag idiots that bash Paul McCartney and the corporate media, of course, as well as news and film reviews, etc. But the show actually can't even go overtime because this is supposedly temporary, but there's no overtime, and probably including tonight, for a while. There is another show that is supposed to start at 11 o'clock, so that means, if necessary, cut out some of the music so that the closing tune can be finished by 11. And So we'll just try to make that happen. And supposedly that's going to end at the end of the summer, which is kind of cool because this is a busy summer anyway, and we're going to take a lot of Sunday nights off. Okay, what to cover? We should do film reviews, but not right now. All right, a recap, not to repeat very much from part one of In Defense of Paul McCartney, but a brief recap is a guy named John Bonner, B-O-E-H-N-E-R, from Congress, also known as John Boner, had blasted Paul McCartney, and he wasn't alone, but he was in the forefront of this backlash, blasted Paul McCartney after Paul's visit to the White House, in which he received honors. He was there also with other musicians and played Michelle for First Lady Michelle Obama. And I think that also is something that freaked out these rabid racist assholes from the teabaggers. And the tea parties are, make no mistake, heavily racist, heavily homophobic, and to an extreme pro all of the policies that totally fucked up the nation. You free market, deregulate corporate America, defend the environment destroyers, defend BP, deny global warming. If it's fucked up, they're it. And regardless of any issue. And of course, they're total reactionaries against the best musicians of the last 50 years and any kind of humanity or progressive anything, culture, politics. And anyway, Boner is kind of like the head of these people in a number of ways. And bashed Paul McCartney after he made a joke about their sacred hero George W. Bush, i.e. the man who fucked everybody, and not in a good way, and demanded that Paul apologize. And to his credit, and right on to Paul McCartney forever, he did not apologize. He did not acknowledge these assholes. He did not give in to him like some spineless people called Democrats would probably have done. And just went about his business, starting his current tour and moving forward. So Boner attacked Paul McCartney and then immediately went to this convention of total religious, cultish, Taliban-like nut jobs who are obsessed with the fetus and have like a 30-year history of terrorism behind them. Yes, he spoke to an anti-choice convention right after that, comes back from the cultism, and starts attacking the unemployed, starts in unemployment benefits, starts attacking Social Security, and defending the people who he really wants to oil him up. BP. Boner is about as fucked up as a human can get. And these people who do want to push the policies that have already thoroughly fucked the nation are, it's safe to say, the lowest people on the planet at this time. Certainly the most dangerous, certainly the people who would cause more destruction and mayhem and death and suffering and injustice and further decline of countless people's lives. So Boner, we can't give you the Asshole of the Week award because you were already a recipient of it. But we acknowledge you for being not only an asshole, but it's safe to say thoroughly mentally ill person to the point of being dangerous. And what the fuck is with that orange kind of shade of tanning? Could it be that it's his way of supporting more deregulation and allowing higher levels of radiation to be exposed to the public? It sure looks that way. John Boehner, you owe Paul McCartney an apology. And then you owe an apology to the entire nation. All right. And a brief recap of the history of assholes and teabagger types attacking music. They actually had Beatle record burnings. Yeah, no book burnings that we know of. But not just reverends, but just your average teabagger clan type did burnings of Beatle records after John made his famous quote about the Beatles at one point being more popular than Christ, which A, was true, and B, non-offensive, because the Beatles were real people who really did exist, and C, who the fuck are these people to lead a witch hunt against the Beatles? You know, these fucking, you know, burn everything, burn crosses, burn books, burn records. So anyway, that and a couple of asshole DJs at the time participated in the reaction against the Beatles, only to be outdone by the reaction a year later in 1967 against Paul when he stated that he and the other Beatles took LSD and were really into psychedelics. And nobody ever would have guessed that after the release of the Sgt. Pepper album. But there was the big reaction against that, a huge reaction against John Lennon when he started taking a very political stance, working on the Sometime in New York City CD, fighting an anti-war stance, and joining the anti-war movement and the counterculture of the time, befriending Abby Hoffman, John Sinclair, Paul Krasner, and to the point where the Nixon crew began deportation hearings that lasted for years. And Paul got some shit, but not a lot, when he did the Give Ireland Back to the Irish single, and later on when he took on strong stands that were pro-environment and pro-animals. But it takes a special asshole to oppose those kinds of stands. Anyway,
oh man, he's talking environment and animals.
It's hard to even conceive of a dipshit saying that, but it's true and it happens. But anyway, unlike Boehner and the racist teabaggers and the Bushies, all crap cut from the same cloth, and the Taliban clones from the American Christian Taliban, unlike all of them, who are not only worthless but are negative, they are a dark, foul, nasty stain on the undies of the nation, on the undies of humanity. We salute Paul McCartney for not only taking positive stands and supporting great causes, but also for uplifting people in very significant numbers worldwide with his music, for being a part of the Beatles, who worked wonders bring music at the forefront of the culture and then the counterculture for intensifying the counterculture of the late 60s and helping to help make that grow into a huge, huge phenomenon and fantastic phenomenon, and being a part of a positive musical force during and after the Beatles, and continuing to uplift people and make music to this day. So we salute Paul McCartney, and we say, shut the fuck up, boner and teabaggers and Klansmen and Christian Taliban types. All right, getting talked out. If there's time, we'll do the movie reviews. And know your asshole, the people who are the Paul bashers and the reactionaries. Let's go back to 1972. Yeah, more of that Grease soundtrack in the background if it's coming through. And let's go back to 1972. This is a track by David Peel and the Lower East Side from their album The Pope Smokes Dope on Apple Records, produced by John and Yoko. And this is the title track, The Pope Smokes Dope.
It's a beautiful place, the village. The kids are still coming from out of town to the village, and they're singing. There's a nice guy singing the Smoke Pope, the Pope Smokes Dope, and all those songs in Washington Square. It was beautiful, you know what I mean?
The Pope Smokes Dope! The Dope Smokes Pope! The Pope Smokes Dope!
The Pope Smokes Dope! God gave him the grass. The Pope Smokes Dope! He likes to smoke in mass. Jesus Christ, a super hippie, never shut up junk. Pope's in Rome, gets down a load. Priest in church, you're drunk. The Pope smokes dope. God give him the grass. The Pope smokes dope. He likes his smoking ass. The Pope smokes dope. He's a groovy head. The Pope smokes dope. The Pope smokes dope. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She's got a daughter. Taking pills is not a joke for a groovy pope. Birth control can be a toke of marijuana smoke. The Pope smokes dope. Guy gave him the grass. The Pope smokes dope. He likes his smoking ass. The Pope smokes dope. He's a groovy head. The Pope smokes dope. The Pope smokes dope. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
your feet up on the sofa. Stretch out, baby, close your eyes. Feel my fingers walking over part of you idolize. Now you're here in my hand, getting stronger, so soft on my cheek, getting longer. No need to speak as I take you between my lips. All day long I've been planning on how I was going to love you tonight, so I could show you how I absolutely adore you, so you know I am your woman. You feel so good. You feel so good. You feel so good. You feel so good. Run your fingers through my hair as you force my mouth to open wide. Don't judge, I love it there as I drink you deep inside. I can feel all your strength. What would you like me to do? I'll take you inch by inch. Just let me worship you. Fill me up so deep, you're touching my soul. You taste so good. You taste so good. You taste so
who have Medicaid or no insurance or throwing glitter and shit in my parking lot because I like how it looks, I listen to Reverend Bookburn at VoltaRadio.com, and I am disgusted by all of this bashing of George W. Bush, my favorite president, and defending a Beatle and somebody who was a freak in the 60s. And now there's going to be another song by Paul plus another freak in this disgusting show. This is Allen Ginsberg recording with Paul McCartney, Lenny Kaye from the Patti Smith Group, and Philip Glass doing the Ballad of the Skeletons.
To said the presidential skeleton, I won't sign the bill. Said the speaker's skeleton, yes, you will. Said the representative skeleton, I object. Said the Supreme Court skeleton, what do you expect? Said the upper class skeleton, starve unmarried moms. Said the Yahoo skeleton, stop dirty art. Said the right wing skeleton, forget about your heart. The Gnostic skeleton, the human form's divine. Said the Christian coalition skeleton, no, it's not, it's mine. Said the Buddha skeleton, compassion is wealth. Said the corporate skeleton, it's bad for your health. Said the old Christ skeleton, care for the poor. Said the Son of God skeleton, AIDS needs cure. Said the homophobe skeleton, gay folks suck. Said the heritage policy skeleton, blacks are out of luck. Said the macho skeleton, women in their place. Said the fundamentalist skeleton, increase the human race. Said the right to life skeleton, fetus has a soul. Said the pro-choice skeleton, shout up your hole. Said the downsized skeleton, robots got my job. Said the tough on crime skeleton, tear gas the mob. Said the governor's skeleton, cut school lunch. Said the mayor's skeleton, eat the budget crunch. Said the neoconservative skeleton, homeless off the street. Said the free market skeleton, use him up for meat. Said the think tank skeleton, free market's the way. Said the savings and loan skeleton, make the state pay. Said the Chrysler skeleton, pay for you and me. Said the nuke power skeleton, and me, and me, and me. Said the ecologic skeleton, keep skies blue. Said the multinational skeleton, what's it worth to you? Said the NAFTA skeleton, get rich, free trade. Said the maquiladora skeleton, sweatshops, low pay. Said the rich GATT skeleton, one world, high tech. Said the underclass skeleton, get it in the neck. Said the World Bank skeleton, cut down your trees. Said the IMF skeleton, buy American cheese. Said the underdeveloped skeleton, we want rice. Said the developed nation's skeleton, set your bones for dice. Said the Ayatollah skeleton, die, writer, die. Said Joe Stalin's skeleton, that's no lie. Said the Middle Kingdom skeleton, we swallowed Tibet. Said the Dalai Lama skeleton, indigestion's what you get. Said the World Chorus skeleton, that's their fate. Said the USA skeleton, gotta save Kuwait. Said the petrochemical skeleton, roar bombers roar.
to the psychedelic skeleton. Smoke a dinosaur, said Nancy Skeleton. Just say no, said the Rasta Skeleton. Blow, Nancy, blow! Skeleton, don't smoke pot, said the alcoholic skeleton. Let your liver rot, said the junkie skeleton. Can't we get a fix, said the big brother skeleton. Jail the dirty pricks, said the mirror skeleton. Hey, good looking, said the electric chair skeleton. Hey, what's cooking? Skeleton, fuck you in the face, said the family values skeleton. My family values mace, said the New York Times skeleton. That's not fit to print, said the CIA skeleton. Can't you take a hint? Skeleton, believe my lies, said the advertising skeleton. Don't get wise, said the media skeleton. Believe you me, said the couch potato skeleton. What, me worry, said the TV skeleton. Eat sound bites, said the newscast skeleton. That's all, good night. demons then, with guitars on, plugged into amplifiers. And as their sound rose from the ground, it stoked the flames up higher. Then unto me, old Virge Dunn spoke.
Beals above us there, king, and if you can, above the din, you just might hear him sing.
Bells above us are preaching the word. Yes, go forth and multiply the word, my friends. I'm talking to all you fornicators, masturbators, and regurgitators. Oh, yeah, I'm a masturbator hater. I'm a fornicator hater. I am the right Reverend Bells above us, and I speak the truth, the word of the big guy.
Flock has become heathens, and some of our people are eating the forbidden swine. Oh, but it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop with pork ribs. Oh, no. Pulled pork sandwiches. Or pickle and pimento loaf, my friend. It doesn't start with eating the pork. Some of you motherfuckers out there are laying down with the swine, putting your peckers in pigs, my friends. Lord, can you help us? Lord, God. Can you save my people who are fucking pigs right now? Not only are some of y'all laying down with swine, but some of y'all are looking at your kinfolks. I know you live way back up in the hills. I know you take that methamphetamine and it gets y'all confused up in your brain. That Satan working inside your brain. You live way up in the hills, and you take the methamphetamine, and it gets your brain all confused. Thing you know, you're looking at your sister, you're looking at your mama, you're looking at your aunt, and you wanna fornicate, you wanna masturbate, you wanna create incest with family members. Oh yeah, your cousin is so good looking. She makes your dick hard and Chinese arithmetic, turns it into a blue-faced helmeted warrior. That's not God talking, that is Satan. Satan is in your rock-hard blue-faced dick. Lordy, lordy, lordy. You know, some of y'all eat the pork sandwich. Some of y'all pork the pig. Some of y'all look at your sister. That's right, and you want to make the beast with two backs with your own kinfolk. Doing the devil's work of incest, my friend. But it don't stop there. Oh, no, it don't stop with sister, humble. Some of you kinfolk out there want to bone your brothers. That's right, you want to ride the rump. Don't you remember what the good book said, my friend? It wasn't Adam and Steve. It was Adam and Eve.
You heard Dash Rip Rock doing Chariots of Hellfire. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. DOA did Consume, Consume, and That's Why I'm an Atheist from their new Talk Minus Action Equals Zero CD. And they're on tour, so be sure to see them if they come to your area. And from their label site, suddendeath.com. Before DOA, Spore did I Want You, She's So Heavy. The Beatles did Magical Mystery Tour. Allen Ginsberg and Paul McCartney with Lenny Kaye and Philip Glass did Ballad of the Skeletons. From the soundtrack of Let My People Come, you heard Come in My Mouth. And started off with David Peel doing The Pope Smokes Dope. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is In Defense of Paul McCartney, Part 2. And we covered the assholes who've been attacking him. And even a history of assholes attacking music. And we covered that pretty thoroughly in the first one, too, from the people who attacked the Dixie Chicks for also joking about W. Numbnuts Bush and Dickless Cheney and all that kind of shit. And speaking of reactionaries in entertainment, one thing that we haven't discussed on part one, because it wasn't news yet, was there's more outbursts from racist, drunk, Christian supremacist, fictional comedy snuff filmmaker Mel Gibson, who not only uses anti-Semitic speech, the N-word, and just the list goes on and on. But he was also abusive to the woman, to the young woman he left his wife for, Oksana. And she managed to catch a lot of this on tape. It's at radaronline.com. And he was violent towards her, very threatening, and making more racist remarks. And the guy proves that even somebody with the appearance of tremendous success can be a major league loser. And we can't give him the Asshole of the Week award this week because he already won it in the past, during his anti-Semitic outbursts after his drunk driving arrest a couple of years back. So Mel Gibson at it again, and we linked some information about that. What else? We'll do the movie reviews. We covered Boner and the Teabaggers pretty thoroughly. Recently seen or seen again and appreciated, Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. And that was good to watch again because, well, for one thing, it was on DVD. And the last time I saw that was years ago on my VHS copy. It was like the 79th generation copy of Santa Claus Conquers the Martian. And this was a better copy of it. And it's a thoroughly enjoyable film. And a film with Pete Sellers, Ringo Starr, the Monty Python people before they were in Monty Python, and Raquel Welch, one of the greatest movies of the 60s, 1969's The Magic Christian. And it's pretty much everybody's best. It's Ringo's best. It's Pete Sellers' best film. And that's always worth watching again. And great soundtrack. And Paul's song, Come and Get It, was written as a theme for that film. Also watched again, because it's on DVD, Nudist Colony of the Dead, which is pretty funny. These Christian supremacists take over the land where a nudist colony, they just got banned, had lived for generations. And the nudists do like a kind of a Jonestown massive suicide, but they can't die because of the injustice of it all from the Christian supremacists. So they remain zombies, and the Christians, of course, take over the land and make it a rehab camp for their wayward youths who ride on the bus to the camp singing songs about sex and drugs. It's too funny and too weird to even try to describe, but it's worthwhile if you get a chance to see that. Nudist Colony of the Dead. And of course, the recent Michael Moore film, because I can't see it enough, Capitalism, A Love Story. And of course, the DVD copies of Magical Mystery Tour by the Beatles, which got panned by a lot of critics, but the people who panned it were like, you know, the kind of people who like white bread kind of pablum entertainment. and vanilla sex and otherwise dull and boring nothingness. Magical Mystery Tour is probably the best Beatle film, along with the cartoon, also of the Beatles, entitled Yellow Submarine. All right. The show that's going to follow this show is going to happen because those guys are here. So we're going to try to get as much of the third set in as possible so we can do Asshole of the Week and then our climactic finale. This is by the Rolling Stones, recorded during their Steel Wheels comeback tour of 89 and 90. And it was written for the other dickhead Bush, George Sr., when he was launching Operation Desert Shield in the first war for oil. And this is the Stone song about that, entitled High Wire, from the Flashpoint CD.
Business, you can pay us a crew. You love these toys. It's no good trying to place your hand where I can't see, because I understand that you're different from me. Yes, I can tell that you can't be what you pretend, and you're rocking backwards and you're rocking towards the red and yellow mane of a stallion horse.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I'd like to thank our great Congressman John Boehner for defending me against Paul McCartney, or as we like to call him, Papa Boehner. And it was wonderful of him to demand an apology, and the fact that Beatle freak from the 60s. And I just want to thank the teabaggers for seeking to advance the agenda that we started to build a free market, to beat down the middle class, and to make the wealthy so much wealthier, and tax and slash taxes for the rich. So thank you, Papa Boehner, for defending me. And that made jokes about me. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Meet a maid, nothing can come between us. When it gets dark, I
This is Dr. Laura Horn, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our teabags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's that very special time. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Sunday, July 11th, 2010, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. Our runner-up is Ernest Peggles. Ernest Peggles is a Wisconsin Republican candidate for the Senate who crashed into the scene by declaring a pledge to outlaw abortion, gay marriage, and pornography. Yes, he is a Christian supremacist who, like most of them, like all of them, is anti-constitution and anti the rights of everybody else when they're doing what people like him are sneakily doing. Ernest Peggles, Wisconsin governor, Wisconsin Senate candidate and the Republican Party runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we have a very special recipient who can outshine even that asshole. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is Sharon Angle, the infamous candidate in, of all places, Nevada, the state in which Las Vegas is in. She is the teabaggers-backed candidate who is hostile to Social Security, hostile to unemployment, and after her fellow Bushies and teabaggers screwed the nation and the job market, declared the unemployed to be undeserving of benefits and spoiled and lazy, and that Sharon Angle would pledge to outlaw all abortions, including from women who were raped or victims of incest or were facing any kind of a health hazard that would occur through a forced pregnancy. Sharon Angle, you are asshole of the week, as well as an idiot, and very Palin stupid as well, but mostly you're an asshole. Okay, you heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, the 2009 version. Turn Me On did Dead Man, did Beetle George. The Beatles did Lovely Rita. Sid Barrett did No Good Trying. And started off with the Rolling Stones doing High Wire. And we are out of time because another show is starting, but I'll play a closing track from Stoned Again, a tribute to the Stones, the best Stones tribute CD ever. Let's see. Write to me, Rev Bookburn, at sjcdc.org. Updates always and lots of goodies at reverendbookburn.com, on YouTube, youtube.com/revbookburn. MySpace.com/ReverendBookburn. On Facebook, The Rev is the first name, The Rev Bookburn. And on the info tab, the link to the Reverend Bookburn fan site. Next show is in 3 weeks, August 1st. The theme is Seize BP. This is a track from Stoned Again, a tribute to Stones by The Family Cat. A great cover from one of the greatest song from Exile on Main Street. This is Rocks Off. Good night. Okay, that was Family Cat by doing Rocks Off from their Great Stones tribute. And the next show is about to start. What are your names? I just met them. Okay, they're going. This is Stir Fry Productions, who are starting. And what's happening is they have to get access to online recording.
I'm just trying to get the online access right now so we can get the music. 90% of our show is going to be all online music that we're retrieving from the Stir Fry Productions website of all the bands that are going to be playing. So we need the internet to get it, and we have to hardwire it. It's not wireless.
What is Stir Fry Productions?
It's a festival. It's a two-day festival in Morrisville, PA. It's about 15 minutes outside of Philadelphia, and it's just a giant festival of all kinds of music. You name it. It's got a little bit of everything. There's like 37 bands. It's a weekend of camping. It's really cheap. It's an excellent, excellent alternative to Labor Day weekend to save some money. It's only $50 to get in. Gives you the weekend of camping. 37-odd-some bands going to be playing. It's a lot going on. A whole lot going on.
Great. And where can people get tickets?
We can get them on stirfryproductions.com. Right now, we're going to get a song on for you from some of our local favorites, and then we're going to move on to some of our featured guests that we'll be playing: Keller, Garage Mahal, a few different other bands. So we're going to get that going right now.
Which song? First one.
Doing Feel Like a Fool.
Greetings, dear friends and listeners. This roughly 30-minute sampling of Stir Fry Productions that I decided to add as extra bonus material had a couple of spots of silence that were around a minute long. They were removed and patched up with a sound effect. Here's the remainder of the sample, and then on with the bonus tracks. True.
right. That was C. Señorita doing... That was... What was that one there? Feel Like a Fool from C. Señorita. They're going to be playing on the one of the side stages there at the Stir Fry Festival. Coming up, we think we got our issue fixed here. We're going to give you one more from one of the bands at Stir Fry. Dirk Quinn Band Quintet. And this is Evil Band Funk. Word Band of Funk. We'll be right back. listening to Dirk Quinn Band, Evil Birdman of Funk. Before that, we had C. Señorita, Feel Like a Fool. And just now, we were listening to, who was that, Brian?
Garage Mahal.
Doing The Form.
Yes, and okay. They are one of our Saturday night headliners, playing right before Keller Williams. We are very excited to have Garage Mahal. They're such an interesting and unique band. We're just so looking forward to having them.
I think we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. You know, we're just getting on. Got to let people know about who we are. I'm Jesse the Rooster. In the studio with me, I got B. Clark.
How's everyone doing tonight? I just got back from All Good Music Festival in West Virginia, so I'm having a rough time staying a little awake for everyone. So let's talk about the Stir Fry Music Revival coming Labor Day weekend, September 3rd and 4th. This is our second year doing it, and we are extremely excited.
What exactly is it?
It's a two-day music, arts, camping, extravaganza.
Okay, all right. How many bands?
We have 38 bands over 2 days, three stages.
And this is located in Morrisville, Pennsylvania?
Yep.
About 15 minutes outside of Philly?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Snipes Farm, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Great place. I actually went last year for the first one, so I guess that makes me a regular if I'm going this year. But it was great. I had a really good time. A lot of bands. I wasn't familiar with any of them starting off, and I came out of there with a whole new appreciation for music. Really good stuff.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Jesse, this year's lineup can change that for you because we have some very
I had a good experience. I don't want to change it.
Okay, it's going to get better.
Okay,
it's going to
get
better experience.
All right.
So let's move into our next song. And I think our best thing right now, we're going to play.
Who we got coming up here?
It's going to be Keller Williams.
We got Keller Williams coming at us. Doing what song?
It's Freaker by the Speaker.
Freaker by the Speaker.
And he's our headlining guest. And I actually saw him this weekend at All Good Music Festival. And amazing. He's been in the festival business and the music scene for quite some time. And, every performance I've seen just gets better and better.
So. You know, just real quick, too, funny thing, going over the list before I went away on vacation the other week, looking over everything, I got a chance to go see a band at a bar club down there called the Bottle and Cork at on Dewey.
Yeah, Dewey Beach.
Dewey Beach, Delaware. And Keller Williams is going to be playing there. And this place is a sweet, sweet little bar. Nice place. But, it's good to see Keller out there playing. But, all right, so we're going to... We'll be right back.
So I think we should run. How about you? Spinning around and around. Do you not miss your own down? That's what happened when feet the sound. But if that was me, I would be on the ground and I would not get up. Perfectly normal at night.
digging a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm feeling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. See the people standing there who disagree and never win. I wonder why they don't get in my door. I'm painting the room in a colorful way. And when my mind is wandering, there I will. Yesterday, and I still go.